time. Just found its way to the sunshine. Settled down in the city. Restless, but that's the old me.
Coming up for air, nowhere to hide. I won't pretend it's the finish line.
Shown all my seasons. Someone wasn't built for leaving. Shade the light not to blind you. With a constant reminder.
Coming up for air, nowhere to hide. I won't pretend it's the finish line. It's not what I want. There's some kind of knot that's coming undone. We break and we grow. Somehow you know just what I needed.
Been too much and I crumble, scattered around to the breezes. I know there's good in the pieces.
Coming up for air, nowhere to hide. I won't quit till the finish line. You deserve that kind of life. I won't quit till the finish line.
Adams Plastic Pond in the WVTF Charlottesville studio for Roots Down session. That's Finish Line. That's a new song, right?
As new as we have, right? Probably the newest.
So new, it's not on that new album just released this past year. Hold It Together. Talking with Adam Long from Adams Plastic Pond. Do things just fall into place for you when you want to do a new album, or do you find it an arduous process?
It's pretty DIY. I like to... The first two albums were kind of done the same way. I did a lot of home demoing and kind of, just going through the pieces at home first before we even got into the studio, and then tracking over a long period of time, and then just having friends of friends mix and master. And we're kind of moving towards a more, I think, collaborative role with some of the new songs, which is kind of the goal. I think it's helpful when you're with writer's block, when you have like other people to lean on. So, but the first two albums were just kind of me at home, and then I called in all my best buds around town who I just happened to be friends with some really talented people that were willing to help out.
Well, in the early days when you were doing it completely DIY and solo, what changed? What made you realize you needed to be a lot more collaborative later in the process?
Oh, it's almost like doing drywall. You have to do it once to know that it's worth it to hire someone. I trust my instincts on orchestration and the songwriting aspect, but Alex, who's sitting beside me, her husband, has kind of been my go-to guy. He runs a studio from his house. And then another local friend of mine, who James Gammon, who's a acapella producer, he kind of does more of the mixing. And then we shop out the mastering to whoever those guys tell me to do it. And so that I do it DIY to a point, and then I shop it out to the people that, you know.
Well, speaking of collaboration, let's be introduced to the folks in the studio with you.
Yeah, this is Alex Angelic.
Hi.
She sings, she plays bass, does many things. She does a lot of our art direction as well for the band, which is super helpful for me because I don't really exist in an artistic world outside of music. And this is Julian Carta,
hey,
who plays guitar and sings.
Well, how about a little personal background, Adam? You're from the Shenandoah Valley, right?
I am, yeah, originally from Broadway, Virginia. I have an uncle who's a folk musician, Scott Murray, over there, I was really acoustic guitar, fingerstyle guitar obsessed. Went to a lot of cool folk bluegrass shows at the Court Square Theater over in Harrisburg growing up that really shaped me as far as songwriting and musicianship and kind of what I think of when I think of the guitar. And then got into electrified music when I got over here to UVA to college and just kind of took it from there, bought an amp and went with it.
Well, Charlottesville is surely the place to go for it, a supportive music community. And anytime you want to talk music or collaborate, there's people always available with which you can do that.
Julie and I were talking to a buddy last night who came up in the almost like conservatory world of music. Like father played, he was talking about ragtime piano and him just, he's from Alaska and then through Colorado and just kind of associated the scholarly aspect of music. But he really liked when he moved to Nashville and to Virginia was like, just like the folk kind of atmosphere that's here with musicianship. Everyone is just like grab an instrument and get together and go. And that's totally foreign to him, I've been thinking about that all night because that's the only way that I can even, that I've learned how to play music was just like getting around playing music with other people. There was the exact opposite of that.
Well, you've got another new song for us coming up, and I wanted to ask, how do you know when a song is finished? How do you know that it's ready to commit to a record?
Well, no. It's in my head. They kind of, until they get printed, they're still kind of always works in progress. That was one of the really cool things I learned playing with Rob Cheatham. He was easily and to date is still like the most prolific songwriter that I know. I mean, he doesn't just churn out songs. He churns out great songs. He has hundreds of songs like people will never even hear. It's amazing. And what I love about him is he said, I'm going to mess it up, but something along the lines of like, just never stop writing. And if you don't like that word, like change that word or, that song can always be better. And if there's something in there if there's something that you're trying to say, and you can't say it, just never stop writing. Even if the song is printed and done, like, it can always be better. It's always kind of like this moving art piece for him, and I really, really appreciate that.
All right, well, how about another new song?
We'll play a new one. This is called Won't Change a Thing.
Once again, Adam's Plastic Pond in the WVTF Charlottesville studio.
My health and
let me lose. What could be left to say? You already pushed the good parts away, and it ain't even gonna change a thing. But if you just can't stand the hand you dealt, unwind your lines, I'm not in it for my health, and it won't change a thing. No, it won't change.
Rootsdown Radio Sessions recorded live in the WVTF studio. Search Rootsdown at WVTF.org.
You say that we should talk it all over, leave what's behind, put on a shelf. It's getting colder, I'm feeling better, and this glass of whiskey, well, it won't drink itself. My time's been split between all the losers, the broke down abusers, pleasing them all. So I've been caught in things I'm not proud of, but my time with you was not one at all. You could mean nothing to all that you see. That never mattered when it came down to me. Come stay the night, it makes you feel better, but it don't make it right. You never could take a word said in protest, you took the greatest thing, you threw it away. I swore I'd never be made a fool of, but you're on my doorstep and I fall like the rain. You could mean nothing to all that you see. That never mattered when it came down to me. Stay the night, it makes you feel better, but it don't make it right.